right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion in this direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends.
No, God no. Certainly the hiring managers wouldn't want to do anything like that either. And at some point, like post-hiring process, into me actually like having my first meeting with the guy after I get hired and do my first day so we can catch up on what it was like and all that. After he's done, he goes, hold on, let me just, I gotta show you something. And he goes off screen, a few minutes, I'm on my phone, he comes back and he goes, does this look familiar to you? And he puts Anthony Samarov's book about UBI on the table. And oh, I look at it and I go, he sold me that too.
Oh, wow.
That was the first thing I said. So Anthony is like literally, he's like an octopus. Mm-hmm. Like he's selling everywhere. Everybody has been touched by Anthony.
So what are the odds this boss of yours has a pseudo Twitter account then, huh?
I did maybe have told him about the podcast in a implicit way to try and get him to go, so do you, this is so douchey of me. I was like, do you recognize my voice? Like, is there anything going on? So douchey. But there's no way to like be like, do you know? Like, is this already going to be an issue? And it doesn't seem to be. He was not familiar. With the voice, but yeah, so I'll still be slinking around here, but the ANCAP community is not very large, so
no.
Well, that's why I had to ask, right? Like, yeah, how is he gonna recognize something like that?
Right, yeah, right. I have to be like, my job is amazing. It is the best. My manager is very cool. And on every episode, I start the episode for 3 or 4 minutes. Please do not fire me.
Yeah, we should all record some caveats that we can run in the beginning of every episode.
Dude, how great it would be, Carr, if you just undercut me and you do like a signal episode of where you're just like reading off my flaws.
Just mistakes
always,
in hiring bird.
Yeah,
episode 10.
Late to the episode uploads. Yeah. He can barely spell in the titles. I see him having I see him forgetting to put the bumper music on several times.
Yeah.
How could I be doing this for 2.5 years and I still forget to put the bumper music on? Ugh. Dude, I don't even worry about it anymore. I just let it go. I just put it out there. People don't bother me about it. I used to get needled.
Used to get needled all the time.
Dude,
all the time.
I used to be getting needled in public. Now they just needle me in my
in your DMs.
Which, thanks
wait,
for
like
sending
in
email
public?
Up because...
Are you talking like actual public or like adding you about it?
That's public, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my life exists more on there than it does truly in reality, materially. I've been in the cave for so long, I'm not even sure if I do still physically exist. But I do think that is public, and that they 100% friggin' Steppy's the most brutal about it. Lee is not far behind either. I'll just be. It'll be 12:07, right? And I'm just finishing the upload, right? I'm just typing it in. And and Steppy or Lee will tweet something like, man, today's TLE episode's great. Yeah, I see it. And I'm like, relax, man.
Relax.
It's coming. It's on all the way.
Right.
Everybody calm down.
Yeah.
Those two are just absolute killers just in general, though.
Oh,
monsters.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Truly mm-hmm. Monstrous.
Very good.
Shout out to Not a Podcast.
The softest hammer you'll ever get hit with.
100%. 1,000%. Carr, how you feeling?
Feeling great, man. Feeling very jacked up. Feeling very big, powerful. You know, we're in the midst of this white boy summer that, you know, maybe there's some news news about some infiltrators on that we can cover. Saw a very uncomfortable video on the timeline.
Really glad that you did see and digest the video that we will talk about.
Yeah. As you might imagine, that was the sort of video that I watched 7 or 8 seconds of, and that's my limit, right? Like, it's just
you didn't finish. Because you're so concerned about anchoring the vibe, you couldn't possibly be de-vibed.
I thought that it would be irresponsible for me to finish. I saw it in the wild on the timeline before you DM'd it to me. Watched 7 seconds, said no, I have to remain tethered in order to anchor the vibe both online and in my life. And then you DM'd me separately. You took me aside and said, hey, Carr, this is something that's very important for you to watch and digest. And I watched through cracks in my fingers the screen for 2 minutes.
The exact phraseology. I immediately went to go and fetch the exact phraseology. I sent the video. I said, I don't know if you saw this, but you need to see this and just absorb it. It's essential. Your response, it sucks, and is the best.
I don't remember saying yes. Okay. Well, that sounds like something I would say about it.
Did you guys see the follow-ups to it even? Where they're him and his compatriots are swaggering around?
We still haven't introduced the video, by the way. So people have no idea what we're talking about, or they're like, fuck, they're going to.
I don't even know what we're talking about. Honestly, where was that video? I mean, I've seen the video, but where was it?
Let's hold off on it. We'll get back to it. Okay. We'll get back to it. Is there anything else, Carr? Maybe we can allude to the fact that the Olympics is coming up.
Yes, it is. It is coming up here.
The Olympics is coming up, and we are as two sportsmen. We love the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
We love sport, right?
Yes, including all sport, any sport that's associated with the Olympics, we may cover here.
All sports matter
elsewhere. So keep an eye out.
That's correct. So we will perhaps in another capacity upload an episode, maybe perhaps on a exclusive platform that we will be discussing our hopes and dreams for the Olympics. The Olympics, obviously, a time of coming together, a time where the boys throughout history have come together to align their interests in the goal of simulated warfare or sport. It's an excellent thing. We have come together today. Our listeners have noticed there's a voice who is missing, or at least has been silent, and perhaps it has been silenced for good. Aaron has contracted COVID-19.
Yeah.
And which is crazy because I thought his girlfriend had it and he was asymptomatic and had it already. And he was bragging about his immune system being very strong.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's either lost the antibodies, he's misplaced the antibodies, perhaps.
Maybe they got extracted with those molars. Who knows? I mean, he's certainly...
Yeah, what's going on there? That was what I texted him. Did the teeth have anything to do with it? He has not responded.
Yeah, he's come to think of it, I haven't seen him anywhere on the website in probably 4 or 5 days now.
Yeah, what's the contingency plan, guys, if he really does...
If he dies?
If we find out he's intubated or something.
I guess we should go see him in that case, right?
Well, if he's intubated, the first thing we gotta do is pull that tube out his mouth.
Yeah,
that's right.
Joke.
Well, no, because the hospital's trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to save him, though, aren't we? I guess I shouldn't assume that.
Yeah, it's a delicate. It'll be a dance. You know,
we have to really have to talk about that with him first.
Another pre-episode meeting.
Meeting, which I thought was a very productive meeting, by the way.
It was a great meeting.
Hands out to you. Hands out to you. Yeah, so excellent. Also, I gave Aaron like 6 vaccines.
A lot of vaccines. So that's another curiosity of this whole thing is that you would think that
he was doing
via not just the vaccines, but also the previous exposure to the virus that the COVID Jesus would pass over his door. Is that a relevant?
COVID. I don't know if it's Jesus. Isn't that Passover? I don't think. Think it's Jesus in that story.
David?
It's just an angel.
Goliath.
Some angel of death.
It's the angel of the Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, it's Goliath. Goliath comes through. Yeah, absolutely. And
Yeah, as you may notice, I just overstepped. I read Genesis for my episode.
You didn't read that and didn't really
absorb. I thought I was very confident.
Tower of Babel, yeah. So that you could find out any allusions to Bitcoin, and then you close the book.
Then just quit.
Much like you closed that Nicholas Fuentes video, and you gave up.
I'll readdress it at a later date. Yeah, I'll readdress.
Perhaps. Yeah, perhaps. Good. I hope so. Yeah. So that's very successful start to the show. Very great pre-show meeting. We're doing great things here at the office. Now that we've got a little more free space, a little more time, and our co-host is intubated, send him love letters in his email. Where can they reach him? Has he even set that goddamn thing up?
I don't think
I don't
he
know.
Has.
Who the hell knows? Yeah, who the hell knows?
We should definitely set it up for him and then send it to him. With the accumulated probably 400 emails that's in that account waiting in the inbox, that'll be a great thing.
And is he? Have we heard from him?
Nothing in those emails but slurs.
I haven't heard a damn thing from him.
Yeah, me neither.
I am a little bit concerned. You said you hadn't heard a damn thing from him, right? I haven't heard.
Ain't going on 4 or 5 days, not one word.
Four or five days, not hearing a thing from the guy. You know, and I did text him 2 different times, and I've not heard from him. So I'm assuming he's either ill. Or the COVID has presented him with some sort of revelation that he doesn't want to be our friend anymore. And either way, I think that nullifies the contract that we have with him, right?
Yeah, I think that's good
reasonable.
Enough.
An act of God clause.
Act of God. Yeah. Right. That's really the only thing that was in the contract. It just said, act of God.
Act of God.
Yeah. We didn't really outline anything. It just was act of God and then 4 signatures at the bottom.
Timeline Earth multi-signature podcast contract. We sent that over. Act of God. 4 signature spaces. I signed 2 of them.
Mm.
Actually signed it a little too eagerly. I signed one for Paz. Yeah. It's a lot. I hope that Aaron recovers. But is at least a little bit winded the next time he comes back.
Yeah, maybe like a little bit too high a fever, just killed off just a couple brain cells.
Oh man, he comes back like cool him really off. Racist.
Yeah, ooh, heat him up. Okay, I like going the other way.
Man, or what if it ends up being some Saban shit, and all of a sudden he comes back just playing the piano like a prodigy or something? Yeah,
just spouting random numbers like 7, 14.
Man, wouldn't that be frustrating if he came back and he had it all figured out?
Yeah, golly.
Yeah, it'd be awful.
I mean, he was halfway to figuring it all out before with the house and the job.
I know. We've been really trying to stymie him, and this might be it. This might be COVID. And it might be COVID that took our job. So first Aaron takes our jobs, and then now COVID takes our new job away from
Aaron's
us.
Job.
With Aaron being the subject.
Yeah, true.
Rough
Science.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah, rough year. Really tough. Yeah. Fellas. Before we get into the Fuentes video, have we got anything else? And then we'll probably leave the Fuentes video in a haze.
We have a little.
I'm really ready to get into that shit. It had me all kinds of riled up.
Yeah. We have a little situation unfolding down here in one of the Gomez states, the Republic of Texas. I don't really know anything about politics, as everyone knows, but it appears that. Yep. The Democratic senators, rather than simply voting no on a series of bills, one of which has to do with, I think, voting access or perceived voting access, have decided to just simply leave the state so that the, I guess, bill cannot be voted on.
There's no quorum in the legislature, which stops meetings.
So they just left.
Which is kind of. You can do that with your job.
Yeah, right.
Keep getting paid.
Yeah, like
yes.
Aaron.
Yes, I do.
As your staying home could be seen by the vast majority of retards in this country as an act of defiance and therefore worth paying for?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
That would be based.
Well, isn't that kind of what happened to everybody the last year and a half?
No.
No, because I wish people would stop paying taxes in combination with that belief that they're not doing anything, but they still seem to be paying the checks.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in any case.
I mean, that would be good, but yeah, please.
It looks like they are hiding in various different, maybe states. I don't know.
No, they took off to DC, man.
Oh, is that what that picture was with all those?
Yeah. They were on a charter plane to DC.
Yeah. So really, lizards, really incredible optics getting on a chartered, flight, a bunch of basically white women, right? Isn't that what that was?
Well, it was all women, but they weren't all white. I would point out that they scrubbed the photo they actually posted of them getting on the plane, they already airbrushed a case of beer out of it and got caught doing it.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah. They had a 30 rack of Miller Lite sitting in one of the plane seats, and it's not in the photo anymore.
What are women doing thinking they can drink Miller Lite?
Yeah, what's going on?
We'll address that
later. They drink boxed wines us. Wait. Fuck.
Well, let's not tie ourselves up in a knot here. First, it looks like they fled, and then Wheels decided to go after them. And has
did you just call him Wheels?
Yeah,
yeah. He's been on this. He's been calling him Wheels. Mm-hmm. The first time he said it, I didn't quite understand it. I let it fly. The second time, I had to inquire. I now understand why he's calling him Wheels. It's kind of like Aaron's N-word at this point.
Yeah.
He sprinkles Wheels in at least once.
Yeah, yeah. We should start bleeping it out.
Dude, that would be really. So we had today. That would be really good. Yeah, he's vigorously pedaling along to try and fix this situation. He's really scrambling.
He is. He's
really hilarious that, I don't know, it is the funniest part about it to me is that they get to leave the job.
Right.
But, not to get caught up in that again, but it really is just funny to me. Are they just doing this with one bill about voting access?
A bundle of four bills that they're supposed to be voting on. One of them, I think only one of them really has to do with voting access, and that's probably the one that's got them tweaked, or at least got them in a situation where they think they can.
What is the vote? What is the actual?
Benefit?
Let me do some.
I don't know. Who cares?
Googling Texas Democrats voting access. You know what it's going to say. It's going to say, we believe this disenfranchises people who can't photo ID a bill or some nonsense, right? It's obviously. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, interesting. Let me read some of this, and then in post, perhaps I'll cut out what I need to here. But this is an article by Nicole Kobler, Chuck Lindell, and John Moritz of USA Today. So in rebellion against GOP plans to pass sweeping changes to voting and elections, Democrats in the Texas House left state Monday to derail a special session of the legislature in which Governor Greg Abbott, the aforementioned Wheels, has called to consider the voting measure and other bills. So, by the way, the two flights cost about $100,000.
Cool.
$100,000 right there. Cha-ching. So it's a nice flight. I wonder if the beer is in that. Their departure broke a needed legislative quorum, which comes days after the convention of a special session where they're doing this, as you said, to deny the GOP's majority. Under House rules, absent legislatures could be arrested by the sergeant-at-arms or an officer appointed by the sergeant-at-arms and returned to the House floor, at which point they must either vote or be cast out of their seat. But once quorum-busting representatives are out of state, Texas law enforcement lacks the jurisdiction to go and get them. Obviously, federal law enforcement doesn't cover anything like this. So the various bills that are in contention have to do with the bail system, state funding, critical race theory, and voting. So it does all seem to actually be a package deal there, Carr, of like Demi topics versus Republican-y topics. So we may be seeing, once again, Wheels and his legislature post-figuring the DeSantis kingship.
Yeah.
More or less.
Wheels
not being able to do quite as well as the DeSantis kingship, which, by the way, Carr, you think I'm insufferable now? Wait until I become Florida man.
No, I know. I have been I've been working out more and more just so that I can have a stronger body and mind.
I actually commissioned Lee in our gentleman's chat the other day. I asked him if he was born and raised Florida because what I'm looking for is a sort of
an apprenticeship.
A guild master.
Yeah.
A guild master.
You got to be outside of your. You got to be outside of your damn mind if you don't think I'm monitoring your every move so that I can make counter moves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm in those
DMs
and I'm
watching
you.
That's not creepy at all.
No, well.
That's not creepy
fact.
At all.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Well, he's doing market research. He's doing market research. A little discovery, if you will.
Yep, I'll be there.
And so, yeah, I'll be shooting and wearing sandals, no socks, pink polos, cargo pants, shorts, whatever you want, man. I'm going to really Florida it up. What is the term they used during the Civil War for Northerners who moved to the South but were pro-South? Copperheads?
Well, no, the Copperheads remained in the North but supported the Southern cause.
Okay, well,
like,
that's
I would
right
be
now.
A Copperhead.
Uh-huh, me too. And now, what do I get when I become a... Do I become, like, a lot lizard or something? What's the next step up from...
No, you'll be a carpetbagger, but at least they won't hate you.
But a carpet... I thought a carpetbagger was post-Reconstruction Northerners who were, like, pro-North. Well, whatever it is...
But is there
another
word
down,
for it, though?
Swinging,
isn't it scallywags
around.
Or something?
Maybe it is scallywags, and that if it is, I'm wagging. Yeah. I'm wagging. I'm going to strut down there. I'm going to wag around. I'm going to stick my leg in the air, and I'm going to release my scent.
Okay,
if you will.
Well, yeah.
That, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to release my scent.
That's all I can take of that. So what are, where are we on the bill? Or did you finish reading the bill? I started zoning. Dude, I fucking hate the the law shit. So are we done with that?
Yeah, let's move
so
on.
So there's one thing left worth discussing about that. I want to know if old Wheels is going to have the balls to actually send cops after those dudes.
He did.
There's a long history of Republicans already sicking cops on Dem legislatures.
Yeah, he's
got a reputation to maintain here.
He apparently did. I don't know. So I don't know if he... I'm pretty... Hold on here. Let me just search this up.
DeSantis would have said
like he was threatening to, but has he done it yet, I guess is what I'm saying.
Police arrest... God, that's going to pull up a million things.
I am pro National Guard in the case where they're utilized as a police force against the state legislature.
Matt, so back in 2011 when this happened in Wisconsin, I was praying that Scott Walker would invade Illinois to get him back. I was just praying it would happen. And it just ended up being state police, not the National Guard.
Imagine?
And I was disappointed about that.
Can you imagine like a Wisconsin-Illinois situation where Wisconsin's like the U.S. and Illinois is like Afghanistan and they're on the border and we gotta like, they're not letting them through. We gotta let get in there.
Man,
no!
It almost happened and I was praying for it.
Wow.
So here's, I've got an article pulled up and they're quoting Wheels here. Once they step back in the state of Texas, they will be arrested and brought back to the Texas Capitol and will be conducting business. So
you're saying he doesn't have the nuts to send him to D.C. to get him.
I guess.
Well, I don't think he has any actual... I think that would be federally illegal for him to do that.
Well,
but
sure, but what if federal laws matter?
Bullshit.
He's a fucking governor, right?
I mean,
I'm saying.
That's
you know?
War. That's called war. I don't think he wants to do that. But what doesn't make sense to me is nowhere there does it say they're going to be charged.
Right.
Nowhere there does it say they're going to be charged with a crime. It says they're going to be arrested.
Well, what is the crime?
And brought to the Capitol to do their job. I don't know, but I kind of wish there was one, Carr. But yeah, let's get off the law. I just wish there was something where they would actually be arrested and sent to jail because it would be funny.
Do you guys play Minecraft?
No.
I sure do. A lot of it. Yeah.
Okay. Did you commission the elf to bug me in my DMs about playing Minecraft?
Minecraft? No. I bet you Ace did.
Okay.
Because we were playing Minecraft the other day, and I built a very big structure underground, a vault, if you will, huge structure, 1,000 blocks long way, about a mile long in real-world length. Ace had made a comment, wow, between you and Carr, you're the real engineer. And I pumped my fist.
Oh, my God.
And I laughed, and he said, you know what? Wouldn't it be funny to see if Carr could get in this game and, like,
well, now
you know,
I'm
flex
definitely
his...
not.
Muscles, and I said he would never do that. He wouldn't even have any idea how to install the game. And so that put his hopes down, but I'm sure somebody asked to get you in on Minecraft. No interest in Minecraft?
No,
I'm
not playing Minecraft.
Building?
No.
No? Not doing it at all?
No. Next topic.
Imagine he goes silent for the whole rest of the episode. Like, not
and as
it
turns
protesting.
Out, he's playing it this whole time or something.
Just vigorous clicking in the background.
Got a window open to it right now.
Hey, what's that clicking in the background?
I'm just building a missile to nuke your building.
I like the idea that you are building a Titanic structure.
Yeah.
A Disney World-sized structure. And one day you're going to plop it on us in the middle of an episode and go, hey, guys, I just sent you an invite to a Minecraft server. And we're like, what? And live on we go in. We go, guys, this is Cartopia. And it's thousands of miles long.
A two-scale Carcadia.
A two-scale, yeah.
It's just my house on my property.
Times two, his regular house, with the cat sitting on the couch outside,
yeah.
And the other cat who's limping around. How's that cat doing, by the way?
Better. He's not limping anymore. Yeah, it's fine.
Excellent.
It looks fine. Yeah.
Excellent. That's great stuff. Yeah, that would be pretty good, man. That would be pretty good. Let's get on to the meat, shall we? Let's get on to the
The it's meat time.
The Groyper Fest. Pause. Do you want to four car camp it? Although I'm for myself, frankly, as well. Do you want to give like a brief Fuentes introduction? Because I know you're not a fan of the guy.
Yeah,
isn't that the...
It's become evident why.
Were you going to say something there, Carr?
Yeah, isn't that like the white supremacist guy?
Well, many people would point out that he's definitely not a white supremacist.
Okay.
You know, he's totally not it. That's
totally.
Not right, Carr.
Right.
Actually, that's probably how he would say it
yeah.
as well.
Actually,
totally
probably.
Not a white supremacist. Totally not. That's probably exactly how he would say that, actually. But yeah, so he is a...
He is
podcaster?
The
right?
Yes.
Is that a...
Yeah, I would say an alternative media figure.
Okay.
How do you like that, Carr? An alternative media.
Yeah, I like it. That's
figure.
Pretty that's pretty that's
we're
loosey
alternative
goosey.
Media figures.
Yep, that's what I was
that.
Gonna say. We're that's pretty loosey goosey definition.
That's
I like
too.
It. Yep.
Yeah.
So he is the host of what's it called? America First, right?
America First. Yes.
In which he verbally shitposts at his listeners. About mm-hmm. things like MAGA populism,
mm-hmm.
Sketchy politics,
mm-hmm.
Right-wing jokes, cookie mm-hmm. monster-themed allusions and allegories.
That's right. That's wow. Right. Did you see that video? Whew. That video is really good. There's a... It's this bit about... How many cookies Cookie Monster could eat over a 4-year period, and could he eat 6 million of them? And it's insane. It's a wild bit that he does like on the spot. But yeah, he's a verbal shitposter. Is probably the best way to put that.
Yeah, he likes to try and physically confront people, but
yeah.
being both
physically.
Short and having a small soul, he usually ends up getting intimidated by his targets, which I
okay.
take a great sure. amount of joy in.
Yeah.
Is he
yeah.
short?
He looks
How
very
short?
Small.
He's pretty shrimpy.
Yeah.
Really?
Let's if that was look. Him in the he's video, going, yeah, he's very, very, very small, it looked like. I would.
Well, hold on. Don't call him very small until we figure, you know, until we figure out whether or not he's taller than me.
Well, look, I'm a shorty too, Bird. But what I'm saying
true.
Is not only is he short, he also shrinks away from people despite trying to confront them.
Even
on
shorter.
Video.
When you search Nick Fuentes height, you actually don't get any results, which I think is a little bit disappointing. I would I'm sure somebody has seen him in person before. Someone alleges that he's 5'6", which would make him my height.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone. Yeah. Someone alleges that.
Okay. Someone right. does. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's supported by one source. It just doesn't say who the source
it's
is.
It's also corroborated by three additional sources right now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. So, Nick Fuentes, who is 5'6".
And who, according to anonymous tankies, I just saw this the other day and I thought it was fucking mm-hmm. hilarious. Now, obviously, you can't trust a tankie to tell the truth, but apparently mm-hmm. some Antifa dork who went to high school with him claims he's also a public pants shitter, like Caitlin Bennett.
A public pants shitter. Yeah. You know, if Bennett
I,
wasn't...
I want to
Bennett...
believe because I'm an awful
yeah.
person, but...
Mm-hmm. Me too. No pun intended here. The smear against Bennett, oh, that is gross, wasn't real. It's not real.
Yeah.
And so that doubly undoes credence to that for me.
For sure. For sure it does.
But I would like to believe that he has shit his pants in public. Because have you ever shit your pants in public?
I mean, not since I was like, what, two maybe?
A little child. Yeah. What about you, Carr? You ever shit your pants at any point in public?
No.
Volleyball game? So. Going hard?
Don't think so. Not yet, anyway. But probably should. Not yet. Probably not going, not going hard enough, obviously.
Yeah, what if you like literally shit yourself after like a hard spike?
That would be pretty wild. I think that would be indicative of
right on the sand.
Yeah.
Because you're obviously not wearing any underwear. Right. So it goes right through the shorts.
Yeah.
No, that's and, you have a fibrous diet, so it all stays together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, that's the cleanest way to do it. Kick some sand over it and keep playing.
Serve it up. Right. 100%. Mm-hmm. Right. Serves up.
Gross.
I've got a name for it though. I call it the Duke Spike. I shout it out as I'm spiking it in somebody's face.
Man, the Duke Spike. So speaking of a guy who needs to get a Duke Spike on him, let's get back to Fuentes. Why was he where he was? What was he doing? Do you know?
Well, so I'm not sure that that video was even him. I think that was just one of his show's affiliates.
That wasn't him. It looked like him, dude.
Was it? I was pretty sure his hair is a lot darker than that. But I
guess... it's his voice. It's his voice.
Well, either way, he was out front of Turning Point's office headquarters.
Yeah.
And he was going through a list of just the really, really edgy right-wing memes. And talking about White Boy Summer and how White Boy Summer was
and
all
he's
about
wearing
his edgy
pit
tapes.
Vipers. You
is
saw
that what those
vipers.
Are called?
Those are pit vipers. Called? Correct.
I think they're
I don't
just
know
the
why
tackiest
those...
thing in the fucking world.
They,
I don't know if
we
that's
wanted
like
to get a bunch of them for
but...
Childerberg because they were really tacky. But then this happened.
Well, he seems to be like wearing them as an actual fashion statement, which is distressing to me.
Does he do anything actually, though?
I don't know. I think a lot of times he'd hide behind the provocateur irony defense, but as we all here have learned from our heroes at the damn woods, first it's a joke, then it's a lifestyle, right?
Correct. One of the wisest things I've ever heard. Very
true. It
really
is.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to torture our listeners. I'm going to play the clip. I'm going to play the audio of the clip. If you want to skip the 2 minutes and 20 seconds that this clip goes for because you either want to watch the video physically, which I will link in the description, or you just want to skip it because you don't want to hear this, I understand. But let's go for it. Buckle up.
America first. It's White Boy Summer.
White Boy Summer.
White Boy Summer.
Let's, let's flipping go.
Yeah.
Where is
entrance
over there? Where is Match Slap? Are you Match Slap?
Got a channel by their Joker energy.
I'm Nick Fletcher, yes.
In the flesh.
I'm the Goyper. Hey, is that Zach Patrizzo?
Wow.
So that wasn't even the video I was thinking of then. I was thinking the one where he's standing out front doing the other memes, but...
That's the video, man. You see, I'll send you the clip if you'd like to actually get the video on that one. It's
that's
all right. Else.
I was thinking the one where I was out front of the building talking about naming them and all the other
shit. Oh, no, I think that's at the same event, though. But he basically, him and his goons, his boys, the Groypers, I assume
the cringiest motherfuckers on this planet.
Wow, dude. 14-year-olds wearing, like, full suits and, like, Trump ties. The really red tie that goes really far down.
They all look like they're fucking 12 in that video.
Yeah.
Baby-faced. They do look prepubescent, a lot of them. It is really odd. Carr, This is based White Boy Summer. What do you think? How do you feel?
I don't feel good.
a little sick.
Yeah. I feel numb.
Agita. A little numb. Detaching, little maybe. Yeah. Separating. This isn't based?
I don't think this is based to me.
Can we probe why that is? This is not the kind of conduct you want to see, obviously.
No, dude. The first thing is that I got to circle back to the Pit Vipers. Because those are very big in volleyball and have been for a very long time. I don't have any, but people wear them because they have very big range of sight without blocking your vision. And I find it very uncomfortable that people are adopting them as a fashion statement.
Yep.
So that's the first thing I'll say. I don't like that.
The first thing you've basically said is that you've made a case against a cultural appropriation.
Yeah, that's more or less my case, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So
that's a full case. Anything else? Did you like the verbiage that was used? Based, Kroiper. Oh, by the way, pause. He does actually say,
Joker,
I'm Nick Fuentes.
Energy.
In that one. Oh, wait, no, you were still talking about a different clip. But yeah, yes.
Yeah, I was talking about the other clip.
But. Yeah. But yeah, he's...
What are they doing? Where are they going?
I'll figure that out. Give me some other thoughts. Like, how'd you feel? Give me three words to describe how that clip made you feel.
It just sucks. It makes me feel bad.
Sucks? Makes me feel bad. Yeah.
It doesn't make me feel, it doesn't charge me up like White Boy Summer was supposed to. It makes me feel dumb.
You think he's dumbing down White Boy Summer? He's not making it.
It's not a thing. That is literally what's happening, but.
So basically, I don't know where he was. I think he was at, yes. He was in Dallas, Texas. He was at his own America First version of basically CPAC's America Uncancelled. So he was doing a little event, and the reason was because he was banned from Twitter. He was banned from Twitter following the release of a Southern Poverty Law Center article that accused him of being basically a far-right, Holocaust-denying... Something or other, instead of just a satirist, a humorist, and pause. Give me a third.
FBI asset.
FBI asset. Correct. Yeah. I think that's why he was out, and so his response to being censored was to, again, number one, wear the Pit Vipers, trounce around with his fellas, and say things like Kroiper. Based. America First was another thing he said. I was stupefied, dude. I've watched the clip 7 times, and somehow I don't download information about it any time that I watch it.
No, it's just a spectacle.
It's
too
like
much.
It's information overload, sensory overload. He says White Boy Summer, and my eyes collapse into the back of my head.
Mm.
Yeah. And I have to get them out. I have to cough them out and put them back in. And it's a lot of work. It's upsetting. And I agree with you, Carr. I think it's not what I wanted to see out of White Boy Summer. It's not what I've wanted White Boy Summer to be encouraging. I don't want this kind of cringe.
Yeah.
It's Frank, right? It's cringe.
That's the biggest problem,
honestly.
It's just
cringe.
That it's very cringy.
Completely cringe. Pause. Your feeling about it, other than it being cringe... and the fact that he's an FBI asset. Anything there?
Any other feelings I have?
Yeah, about that
clip. I don't
clip.
Have a lot, especially now as good. It pertains to that clip in general. I just have a visceral dislike for this dude in general. I understand that he probably conceives of himself as a comedian, and that's a lot of the context that people read him in, but I am sufficiently tistic, at least in the internet sense, that I can't parse the comedy and therefore find it angering. Don't like the dude. Don't like him.
Understood. I mean, it's a clear declaration right there. What else have we got, fellas? Did you see these crazy fucking videos coming out of South Africa?
Yeah,
man.
Dude. What, with the riots and
man.
Shit?
What?
Yeah. Dude, that's pretty wild.
It's like a movie.
So what are they rioting over there? Or like what's going on?
The current president disowned the former president, and as such, yes. The ruling party coalition is doing a civil war and taking it out on the minority political parties.
Okay.
I mean, that was the basic summation. So the specifics are Jacob Zuma, who's a former prime minister of the country, was charged had a rape allegation against him and was in trial, and the woman died, his accuser died. I don't know if that had anything to do with his arrest, but I'm just saying this is the kind of gentleman that we're dealing with here.
Okay.
They deployed soldiers. The violence is basically, as Paz summarized, because of the disowning of the previous president, who has a lot of support. A couple of other things that I know is about the guy is he's very bizarre. He has AIDS and believes that you can stop the effects of AIDS by showering. And this may or may not be a misremembering, but I was talking with Tommy Salmons and his wife, B, who is South African.
Oh, right. And forgot about that.
She was explaining to me how I believe it was Jacob Zuma, but certainly the same ideological movement Jacob Zuma is in, but I'm pretty sure she said it was Jacob Zuma, who made a comment about one of the ways to prevent AIDS is to have sex with children. And so child rapes massively went up in South Africa when that was happening. He has a huge amount of support despite all those things, because he appeals, I believe, to a majority and traditionalist sense in South Africa. That could be wrong. Again, in post, I'm going to make sure that what I just said is true and I'm not just misleading people. But he seems to be a very radical. Don't know if he's a communist or not, but it would probably fit the bill in many other respects. A really bad dude, if you will, bad hombre. And he's got a lot of support from the black majority in South Africa. And it also seems like after his disowning, a lot of his supporters have gone out and started rioting and looting 100% at the behest of Zuma's associates, who are both in power in the government and out of power, but were members of the government. The police have largely joined in on the rioting and looting, not stopping any rioting and looting, really. I saw a lot of videos in the city of, I think it's called Durban, where the majority of the rioting and looting is happening in the city and around the city.
Video of the highway shootout was? Because for me, that's the iconic one of this whole action already.
Here's the thing. I don't know if that video is a part of the timeline of events or the sequences that are going on right now.
Sure.
That to me looked like it was a movie set.
It was getting passed around as current, but you're right. That could have been anything. And, you know, reminder, that's how fucking psyops work, too. Don't trust every video you see.
Now, it could have been real, but there were a lot of things wrong with that video that made it look like it was a film set. Like, there was no expelled gas or smoke from any of the guns. There was no visible blood.
Right.
There was no visible disturbances in any clothing.
Right. That was kind of the first thing that I noticed. It was like a campy sci-fi where everybody's shooting at each other with laser blasters, but nobody really ever gets hit. That's kind of what it looked like. I only watched it once.
Like some kind of Firefly B-reel or something.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That particular video, if you've seen the video going around of them basically in an alleyway shooting at one another, two sides, I don't know whether or not that's real. Look into it yourself. Figure that one out.
That
one that I know
wasn't
is real.
The one I was thinking about if it's in an alleyway.
No, mine's
like,
mine was out
I'm
in
like,
an,
it's in like an on an open road.
Open road, yeah.
Oh, that was real.
That was real?
No, that was a real one.
Were they
just
bad shots?
Yeah, that was a real one. That
was
being posted by blue checks, people in South Africa, major mainstream media sources, minor mainstream media sources, alternative media sources, everybody was posting it. I had checked, it was on Breitbart, everywhere from Breitbart to fucking CNN to, I don't remember what her name is right now, but a trusted Syria news source that I follow posted it, reposted it. So maybe it's not real and it's tricking absolutely everybody, but that one certainly did seem to
be
real, the open road one.
Legit,
and that one was fucking nuts. That that one looks even less real than the alleyway shootout.
Yeah. I mean, if it was real, I feel really bad for the guys with the guns, because I don't even think they really hit anybody. Like, that's pretty pathetic.
It looked like they were either missing a lot, or the bullets that they were using were not having the preferred impact.
Yeah, or maybe they were using non-lethal. Either way. Yeah. But I mean,
that situation certainly is going on, and events that look like that are certainly happening in that city. So very, very crazy. I don't know if we will see where that goes, because usually with rioting, somebody was like, I mean, honestly, a lot of that, and it is true, a lot of that just, you could have slapped that over to like Minneapolis or Baltimore or any of the cities that have burned recently. And it really looked like a similar level of damage, which should put into context two things: the amount of damage that was caused in the U.S. and then the downsizing the amount of damage potentially that could be being done in South Africa. This could be more localized than the videos make it seem. As much as it could also indicate to us, wow, those protests here were really big and really expensive and destructive. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one it should, but definitely those two things looked very similar to me. So yeah, that was a real brain bender, that one. What else you got, guys?
Man, I don't know. Let's see. It feels like not a whole lot's happened in the last week.
Getting slow news time.
There's been a lot of other shit going on in other places too, though. You know, it's not just South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, there's the riots, or they're not riots necessarily, but the insane violence spike in England after that whole soccer thing played out.
Oh, yeah.
There was a bunch of stuff going on in France that I didn't actually manage to catch, but I've seen people talking about.
But how about this? Here's something you did catch that I wanted to ask you about, because it really is a good way for us to, like, leave people on a brain bender. Please explain something to me very much in your wheelhouse. There were pictures that were released not long ago, and they came to your attention, and therefore on my timeline came to my attention. New photos, or new-ish photos, of the hexagon storm on Saturn, which... you derisively put in scare quotes when you tweeted about it. Can you get into that and how it relates to the black cube for me? Because I see these things on the timeline and they always blow my mind.
Yeah, so the whole thing about the black cube is that it's a visualization of that same thing, the storm on Saturn. And the idea is that the cube is being worshipped as a proxy of that storm, that the storm is itself some sort of ancient deity that's been suppressed by the world's religions of today. Many people conceive of this then as Satan, or, you know, the devil, the great opposer, and that the lizard people and the still closeted pagan elite show their allegiance to that by protecting the Muslim world, by using the cube at CIA as a proxy for their power projection. There's one in Beijing, too, I believe. And really, that's it. You know, the black cube is the symbol of the Anunnaki power elite, and that only those woke enough to know that understand the significance then of Saturn in their pagan religion.
Carr, how do you feel?
Dark Star Emperor Bird.
This is a pause and bird topic here.
All right, so you sit back and we'll tickle your toes for a second here. I saw this, and then of course the other thing that gets brought up is space isn't even real. Mm-hmm. So
it must be real. That's where the elder gods and the devil are hiding.
Oh, nice contention. So you're saying that? So you actually believe space is real?
Sure, the demons have to come from somewhere.
Wow. I'm not even convinced space is real. But okay, so let's go under the assumption of that. And the black cube and Saturn. So the Saturn is the god? Or whatever is in Saturn is the god?
Whatever is in the heart of that storm, yeah.
Uh-huh. Where else are there black cubes?
Well, like I said, there's one that figures prominently in the city of Langley at the campus of a certain organization there.
They put him out like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just put him out like that? Taunting us?
I will send you a link to it right now. There are
taunting us, making fun of us?
Yeah, well, and that's part of it, too, in conspiracy culture, right? Is the revelation of the method, conspiracy theorists call it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that something about the way these demons practice, they have to reveal to us their methods in order for the magic to work. And even that's kind of like a chaos magic concept, right? You have to generate buy-in by convincing the people woke enough to see the message, and you're then feeding on their psychic feedback to draw actual power for whatever you're trying to do.
Huh.
Did that make sense, or was that totally...
It sure did, and I'm wondering how the Nick Fuentes video plays into this, and
is there a black
whether or not
cube
there's any psychic energy it's like sucking in from that video. Maybe there's a black cube in that video. Yeah, I saw the picture... Again, here's my contention, is that's all well and good. I saw the picture and it looked like fake as shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, most photos from space are composites anyways, so.
1,000% fake as shit. Yeah. Cara and I were going to do an
episode.
That
photo I sent you wasn't even the right one, but it gets my point across, I think.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, I seen the one in Manhattan, too. Yep. Oh, boy. I've passed by the sacred object. Carr and I were going to do an episode on the moon. Like, we did one on the moon landing, and then we were going to do one where we got someone who was very familiar with physics on to explain the moon and by proxy space and by proxy gravity and the fact that perhaps... Carr, is his contention that the moon landings did happen?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow, we really do have to get him on.
I still owe Mark an episode about the holographic moon, too. I need to get that done.
The what?
The holographic moon, David Icke.
I'm not familiar.
Oh my God, Bird. So, the legendary David Icke, progenitor of all lizard people theory, also believes that the moon is a hologram in the sky meant to deceive us from the nature of how the Earth is shaped. And that if you focus on it and watch it carefully, you can see waves in it because it's basically a projection from somewhere on Earth. The lunar wave and the holographic moon. You can even find video footage of it.
Now, those two theories... Now, that theory does seem to conflict with the black cube theory.
It does. But Icke is not a black cube theorist. He's just normal lizard people.
So he's not based.
Well, he is the most based.
Or woke.
He might be the most moon-based.
All of the above.
He's woke?
You know, the black cube thing is really more of a repaganization thing. Whereas Icke is more of an actual aliens type thing.
Oh, he thinks aliens are projecting the moon?
To lie to us about the nature of our reality so they can maintain control over us, yes.
Uh-huh. The Earth is actually a triangle. Like, what?
That'd be wild.
I never understood what they're trying to... Yeah. Again, Carr, we've settled on this statement. Whatever shape the Earth is, I don't care.
Right. Very strong believer in...
I don't give
in,
a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how you
arbitrary
break the
Earth
mental
theory.
Programming, right?
Yeah.
Right, which is line Earth. That's what line Earth really is.
Yeah, that's the deprogramming. You simply don't let them dictate reality to you.
No.
Right.
I dictate
line
my Earth, and it's a line.
That's right. Correct.
The end.
Line Earth is the lived... It is the praxis of liberation theory. It is the idea that even the shape of the Earth... is up to the buyer to decide.
When I look around, everywhere I look in a straight line.
In a straight line.
I live on the Earth. The Earth is a line.
A line. In whatever particular direction I'm pointing in at
the
time.
Yes.
Correct. Right.
My Earth.
I, too, have
hashtag
no peripheral vision.
Hashtag my Earth, hashtag and I want it now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow, that's interesting. We did, again, that was the other, you know, one thing that I really wanted to do, well, I did it, but I wanted to do a whole episode on Earth shapes, and I got to do that with Steppy, basically. And we both settled on Line Earth, and I think all of our listeners have settled on Line Earth. So you should reject any claims that the Earth is shaped as anything other than a line, or you're free not to.
Or you're free not to. If anybody presents you with evidence to the contrary of Line Earth, you will ultimately have to look at that evidence. And I assume that you will look in a straight line at the evidence, therefore invalidating any theory that they may be presenting.
It's argumentation ethics.
Yep.
It's argumentation ethics.
It's a line.
It's very simple.
Yep.
Uh-huh. You can't dispute that the Earth is shaped like something other than a line without first looking in the direction of the person that you're arguing against.
Correct.
In a straight line.
So, there that
is.
A
performative contradiction, motherfuckers. And with that, pause. Please plug everything you have.
Yeah, well, find me at the Scarlet Thread Society here on the Timeline Earth feed.
Excellent.
If you're not enjoying it yet, you really, really should be. Find me at the Gaslight Hour. I've actually missed the last couple episodes due to some ongoing life changes, but those are mostly settled now. Also, find me on all sorts of other in-group friendly programs, and check out my new merch store at the Scarlet Thread Society on Etsy.
Sweet.
Very nice.
Camp
It, have you got anything you want to announce? Are you? Here's my one question to you. What teams are you considering supporting in the Olympics? Because obviously, I'm a little unfortunate that Carcadia didn't.
We didn't make it this year. There's a waiting period, and we had just filed. We filed a little bit too late, unfortunately. So we'll be keep an eye out for Carcadia in 2024. In the 2024 Olympics, we'll see about winter of 22. We also have some paperwork pending to host at some point in the near future.
Wow.
Here. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that as well. We may be annexing some property to do so. So that might be a fun one to come to. I don't think we have any other major news. I may or may not be appearing on a podcast that is very big with a very awesome host. About a very awesome topic. That's all I'll say, because I believe that when we wrap up this live recording today on the 14th of July, that episode will not be published yet, so I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, wow. What a spoiler. So
right?
where would people go to keep in touch with where such an episode from such a major podcast would be released?
You could probably just follow my feed at TLE_car on Twitter.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
powerful stuff.
We'll be there at some point.
Powerful stuff. I got nothing, fellas.
Okay.
I got nothing to plug. All right.
Who's up this week? Friday.
Aaron.
That,
if he's
Aaron?
Not
oh.
Dead.
Oh God.
Ooh. You know what we should do? We should host his show.
Yeah, well, that's what we can do. Maybe we'll do that. Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
I like that. Well, until next week, and maybe until this Friday, keep two hands on the wheel.